What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Sonic.
And I am your co-host, Snuff.
So, what's on the agenda today, Boom?
All right, you know we usually talk about what's going on in our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this time, it's going to be a special episode.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm going to call this one, Hey Bro, Can You Help Me?
Okay, explain.
This one's going to go out to all the people who reach out to you more or less when they only need you to help them with something. Exhaust, body work, fucking wrap, suspension work. Because they know you really built your car and they're figuring out how to build their car.
Or
they're trying to just use you for bullshit.
Yeah, it happens. It happens in the car game.
I have friends who've called me at 3 o'clock in the morning to zip tie a fucking timing belt, but I haven't heard from them since. Hold on, wait. I have friends that have asked me. Better yet, I know somebody who's asked somebody to install suspension parts and then dipped out on them and left it up to you to figure it out.
Yeah, that was not fun. That was not fun.
Hold on. I know somebody who ripped off their fucking lip and couldn't figure out how to fucking put it back on, so they had to come to us to figure out how to silicone it on.
Yes, this is also true. Do
you want to keep on going?
I mean, we can be here all day.
Dirt and headlights, poor body work, you name it, bro.
There's enough cold time annoying me right now.
Oh, yeah, by the way, we're both sick.
Yep, so if you hear the some of the sniffles, you know, if you cash at me $20, I'll sneeze on Snuff and hopefully get him sick.
If you cocksuckers cash at him $20, I'll kill everyone.
If not, for real, at this rate, I'll just lie and say I doubt it. Just to fucking sneeze on him. But anyway, it's a good thing and a terrible thing at the same time.
Why? Because you know you're that guy, but the fact of the matter being is you get stupid phone calls.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things like semi-joking aside, it's cool because to a certain degree, I feel like, how can I say this without sounding like a complete fucking douchebag? Like your cars kind of talk for themselves. So they be like, okay, you obviously know what the fuck you're doing to a certain degree.
Okay.
So if I don't know how to do something, I mean, hello, look at your car. I'm pretty sure you know how to do this. Because normally half the time is, I've gotten this with like complete strangers. I'll be working on red on the driveway or the CTS or whatever the hell I'm doing, and I'll be coughing. That's fucking great because I just heard you cough. I'll be like wiping down Blue, let's say, for example. Actually, we'll go with that because this happened recently, wiping her down or whatever. A guy will be walking up the block and just goes, hey man, is it like really time consuming to buff a car? And I go, yeah, it kind of is. Like, what's up? And he goes, oh, because, you know, this is my car right over there. He shows it to me, like, right across the street from the house or whatever.
Is it an Eclipse?
No, it's not an Eclipse. Because I need more than a buff. Sorry, my guy, but I need more than a buff.
And we're talking about Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus.
Jesus, whatever you want to call him.
Jesus! Anyway, so the guy, you know, he shows me his car. It's a lease. He has to return it, blah, blah, blah. He has a few little dings and, like, nitpick scratches or whatever. I was like, yeah, no, that doesn't look too hard. But he shows me one that it's, like, gashed. Like, you know how you normally do, like, the nail trick? Yeah. If your nail falls inside, you know it's a fucking scratch. If it kind of, like, runs right through, you can buff it out.
Yeah.
Okay, the finger caught. Fucking nail. Your whole finger just stopped, like if it was a speed bump. I was like, yeah, no, this is not gonna buff out.
This ain't it, man.
He goes, oh, man. But even if you try... So there you're just like, okay, I don't want to sound like an asshole, but chances are I'm going to probably sound like an asshole. So then you got to sit there and be like, okay, you see that gray thing, that gray line? That's what your bumper's made out of. Like, there's no more primer or paint or clear or anything. That's just raw material right there. He goes, oh, okay. For what about the rest? Can you buff it? I go, yeah, sure. He goes, oh, can I like bring it tomorrow? I was like, no, bring it in spring.
It's fucking 20 degrees outside.
They're like, what? No. Because let's say, for example, I say sure. you're going to look at me like I'm the biggest prick on the fucking world when I give you the number I'm going to charge you for me to buff a car outside in fucking 20, 30 degree weather.
Well, we could do it at my job.
Well, yeah, but it's like, again, it's besides the point. I'm not going to make people's that easy because no.
There's money in it. What are you, what?
No, you gotta remember.
All right, clearly you didn't understand the topic of this one. This one is for free.
This episode. I'm getting into this. I'm gonna get into that. You have to work with me here.
What I'm saying is, if my friends would have called me and said, "Hey, can you rent my car?" and I would say, "Oh, it's $1,200," and they would have said, "Yeah,"
listen,
I'd be there.
Yeah, but that's $1,200. I'm not gonna charge $1,200 for a fucking buff. But my point is this: they look at you with knowledge, like you have knowledge of what you're doing. They mm-hmm. see what you have or they see what you've built. They automatically assume, even if like you got lucky half the time and you don't know your ass from your elbow, really.
Which I don't.
But okay. But, you know, people see the car, be like, okay, this guy clearly knows what the fuck he's doing.
I do.
So I'm going to ask him to like give me a hand with this, this or that. One thing is the strangers that come up to you and ask you, like I said, like that guy with the buffing thing. That was him.
Yeah.
You have the other side of the coin. Your homies, your people, your friends, your little group of associates that you know from the card game or whatever. While it's cool because they ask, you know what I mean? For your opinion, your thought, or how you think you should do this. That sort of gets twisted. And I don't know. Like I said, I have my own whatever views on it. If you're at least not going to be like, hey, listen, you know, this is going for like the random car guy that knows you or whatever. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, I saw you wrap your shit or, you know, wrap Kate's car or whatever. It came out really fucking dope. I have this material. Can you give me a hand with it? And whatever you want to charge me. Mm. Right? You, on the other hand, chances are you wouldn't give him a crazy fucking number, but you would enjoy the experience. Because it's something fun and you actually enjoy doing it.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
Right? But when they off the beaten path, they go, hey, you're not going to help me?
I leave them on red.
Like they're expecting it or they're deserving of it. That's a different thing completely. I think that's where you have to draw the line.
Whoa. I think relationships also come into play here.
Yes.
All right. Somebody close like me and you. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys know, we talk to each other every day on the fucking phone.
Pretty much, yes.
About an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah, give or take.
He's been over my house. He doesn't let anybody inside of his house. But I've been inside for 10 minutes, maybe.
You've gotten more than other people. What the fuck? You're a winner in my book. Take that fucking win. Take that W and walk the fuck out with pride, boy. I have a few names off the list. I can be like, I never even got that. I just got to the stairs. I can fucking do that all day.
I've worked on his car. He's worked on mine. We've done a bunch of things together.
But you know what also helps, though, is the common respect level and the common commonality of working on each other's cars.
Yeah.
Because we both kind of know where to touch, where to go, what to kind of what to do.
Point out to the other
and
one.
And kind of point out to the other one without really being a fucking schmuck.
Well, no. The schmuck part comes in when I point something out to you and you go, eh, we didn't see it.
Well, yeah, that's always happens.
Scumbag.
I don't fucking care.
And you're single.
Nobody needs to know that. Sweep it under the fucking, underneath the driveway.
So anyway.
Go on.
I think relationship comes into it. Like Alex. Let's use Alex.
Okay.
That's Alex a has a wide body Subaru. He installed my brakes, my Brembo brakes. If he wanted me to wrap his car tomorrow and spend all week doing it, I would do it. Drop of a hat. No price included.
But you see, there's the common level. The common level of like.
You have to know where
you stand.
Literally
of you scratch my back and I scratch yours.
No, but
that
see,
type of thing.
I didn't even need that with him.
Yeah, but you know what? It's also. Because what? You guys know each other for how long already, though?
Oh, fuck.
For a while, though. You know what I mean?
But we're close. We talk at least once a week. We send memes back and forth.
Okay, yeah, but again, there's that common ground, that common thing. Not like, and aside from you having these situations, I've gotten them too. That's people that I've known, people that I've
sold headlights to, that sold it to other people.
And end of the day, they're just like, out of point blue, hey, listen, you know, I would like this done. And you're like, okay, cool, yeah, not a problem. Not for saying you're going to give them... Okay, perfect example, me with the retrofits. It's not like I'm going to fucking give them full blown out price like a complete stranger online.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? If it's something cool, something new, and I don't personally have it like on the side or I haven't really done it yet, I'm always going to give you a discount. I'm always going to hook you up. And regardless of the fact, I'm always going to fucking like... quote unquote, semi-sponsor you, if you think about it, to a certain degree, without mentioning the word sponsor, I'm sponsoring you.
True, true, true.
If you think about it. So what happens? They expect that again.
Mm-mm.
And again. And again. And again. You're just like, yo, no. Like, okay, yeah, I did you a favor once, man, but oh, what the fuck?
So let me ask something. When you're going for something new and something different, how come you don't offer the sponsorship?
Always do, but it's never something I personally do, like, blast it online. If you send me a DM, hey, listen, I have this car, and I want to get this, this, and this done. If it's something I have not touched yet, something I physically do not have a category on, let's say,
for catalog,
example,
yeah.
Or a part of the catalog, I'll be like, okay. I'm going to do this. We all know this set of headlights is going to run you, argument's sake, $2,000 if you go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do you this solid because you're the first one to come up to me with this idea, and I'm down to do it. I'll give them two options. Either you ship me your headlights and it's this price, or I get you headlights and it's this other price. But guaranteed, if everybody else is charging you $2,000, you better believe I'm charging you half of that.
Okay, so now hear me out. Will you not tell them, listen, but I want that C4 sticker on your car somewhere?
No, I never gotten down to that, to be honest.
I would. It's promotion. Why?
I haven't done that because the lights speak for themselves.
Yeah, but here's my requirements. I want it in your bio. So, I want it as a sticker on your...
It's not a terrible idea, to be honest, to kind of work a way into that and be like, all right, you want to do this? That's fine, but I got to see a banner on your car, blah, 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 and... You know, I'll charge you this amount. But again, that's already business.
Yeah, but people will bite.
No, but again, that's business.
Or you think they're going to screw you and take the banner off a second they get it?
Bro, a million times. Think about it. Come down to whatchamacall. What'd you do? Did you disconnect yourself? I'm seeing it here. Now you're back.
Okay.
Let's see.
I can hear myself just fine.
There we go. It's come down to... I mean, when I was younger, for the love of God, one of Blue's first sponsors, I'm not going to bother saying names. I'm not going to bother saying names now.
Can I guess it?
No. And if you can, I'm not even going to say yes or no right now.
Are they still around?
Semi, still around. I mean, it wasn't the greatest of like, oh my God, yes, finally. It was just like when I was like little
cheapy.
Little cute little add-ons, I guess you can throw to the car. That's all I'm going to leave it on. Yeah, I want to see a banner in the car, blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right, whatever. I mean, but for the discount they were giving me and the stuff that they were giving me compared to the size banner that they fucking wanted.
Hold on.
What?
Is the sticker still on blue and gold on the back?
No, it's not actually.
Okay.
It's not. It was one of those things that I was just like, yeah. So I quickly did a quick logo, fucking smacked it right in the fucking... Took a picture, sent it. Oh, perfect. This is great. I'm like, all right, great. So I got all my little freebie craps, and I was just like, bala binga with you, sir. I redid them again, but I did it in a much, you know.
Smaller.
Yeah. We've all done it. We've all fucking done it. I don't care what anybody is. We have all done it. Unless, like, they're legit, like, for example, I rock Meguiar's with pride.
Me too.
Even though Meguiar's threw us all to the fucking curve and to let us all die.
Yeah.
Everybody's for those that don't know, it's before COVID and a little bit during COVID, they kind of axed all the sponsored cars. So unless you're like TJ Hunt or, you know, Emilio, one of these fucking hardcore motherfuckers, you're not getting picked up by Meguiar's anymore. And at least until the, you know, near future, if they change their mind again. But anyway, to go back to that, you know, you rock Meguiar's with pride in the front car, you know, in the front of the car. Make sure everybody sees it. Why? It's $1,500 worth of fucking supplies that they send you every year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you're like, no. you know, you balance it out. But you and me both know that, you know, some of these like, little cute car accessories are going to run maybe, what, $10, $20? About? I'm not putting a 2-foot banner on my fucking car for a $20 accessory.
That's why Meguiar sends their own sized banners.
But that's why, one, Meguiar sends their own stuff. But two, you're more inclined to throw it onto the car because the incentive behind it makes sense to you. You know what I mean? Like, it's a part of an elite club. Not everybody gets picked. And if you do get picked, you know, you're fucking rocking it with pride. But also you're seeing $1,500, $1,200, $1,700, $1,800 worth of cleaning supplies being sent to you that you don't have to fucking go out and buy. True, you know what I mean? True. So you kind of balance it out. But to go back to this, to the, like I said, it's cool in one way when they do ask you for help or whatever, because it's like, okay, you know, a little pat on the shoulder to a certain degree. It just sucks when it's demanded. That's what it comes down to.
Hmm.
That's the only thing that sucks.
All right, so now hear me out.
Mm-hmm, go.
What if somebody said to you, listen, you're going to do the bodywork on my car and you're going to paint it?
Okay.
You're just going to tell them, yeah, sure?
No.
All right. Amanda, you heard it here first. You see, it has to be that level of
but it's a level.
Where you stand with the person.
Yeah, 100%.
Because we love her, we're going to do it.
But also, it in relationship world.
I'm not in a relationship with her.
No, asshole. It's a different story. Me, I'm not going to do this fucking a month in to being with someone.
Mm-hmm.
You get me? Because that's fucking fair. But to a certain degree. So it's like, oh, well, what? We've been talking for 2 weeks? Yeah, I'm going to wipe out of your fucking car and completely paint it and change it from night to day in one weekend. Boom. Done. No. No, bitch. No. I am not. Your car's got done fucking 5 years later, practically. You know what I mean?
Just about.
But, you know what I mean? You get to these ideas, but you're not going to, you know, it's stupid. Again, same thing. If, perfect example, long time ago, when I was about to lower the CTS.
I remember that.
Yes. You gave me a hand. You helped me.
Yeah.
Okay. We lowered the car and literally, it was the quickest drop I've ever done in my fucking
life. We did it in maybe an hour and a half.
Hour and a half. And that CTS was lowered. No, we didn't zip tie anything. We actually put everything back with the correct lowering screws and everything.
Most screws back.
No. We did the screws.
No, your fender liners.
I know. Fuck those things. I hate those things.
Oh, what happened? You said all.
No.
But you
those
lied.
Those aren't important. Those are irrelevant.
You lied to our listeners.
They are irrelevant.
Okay.
Okay. But the point is, you genuinely, like, no, listen, we can bang it out together quick. Boom, 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 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's be for real. We did do it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
While there was a crowd watching us.
Cheerleaders. 100% fucking cheerleaders. I'm not even going to bother with fucking names, but they're all just, like, staring with the fucking pom-poms. But that's besides the point. It is what it is. But now in turn, when it was time to really get heavy on your car, I was very relaxed and saying, okay, let's fucking do this. Let's start cutting shit, bitch. Let's go. You know what I mean? But you're like,
yeah.
Because there's that common level.
Yeah. Yeah.
End of the day. Which sadly is not shown a lot in the car world. At least I don't think. I hope I'm wrong. I hope a lot of people are like the same kind of style, like what we've done with our own cars, helping each other out type of shit.
You have to get in with a tight click.
But you also have to connect with other people, you know, and that doesn't really, and it's hard, especially when you're part of a crew, and because it's a different mentalities and different personalities and different upbringings and different this and different that. You're just smashing it all fucking together in one pot and hoping to God it's not a fucking pressure cooker.
You know what I'm thinking to myself right now?
What?
That's an interesting point that you just raised. All right. So I went to that little meet with my bumper off.
Oh, yes. Okay.
The kid who owns Trooper has a silver E90.
Okay.
Stock-ish body. He goes to me, that single wiper. I love that idea. I want to do that on my car. How hard was that? Me and you both know it's a 10-minute job.
It's literally a 10-minute job. It's not the most professional 10-minute correct way to do a single wiper mod, but hey.
It works.
I mean, ever since Nian, I put my other wiper back on when I got home.
No, you didn't.
Deadass.
Deadass. I hate you.
Deadass, after Ian fucking ripped you one, nah, my ass went back. I was like, nah, fuck this guy, yo. He's on his own with that one. Put the fucking wiper back on. I was like, I don't know what happened to this pendejo. He did that shit by himself, bro. I got both of mine on the car. You never noticed I had the other wiper in the back seat.
You so much.
The second he was like, nah, bro, what the fuck? Put the fucking wiper back on. I was like,
You fucking racer.
I was like,
I was like, he called me a racer. He's a judge. He's not allowed to do that.
Like, he's about to eat that fried rice with soy sauce his damn self because I got my wipers on. I don't know what the fuck this guy's talking about. I just put my wiper back up.
So hold on. Kid with the E90 asked me that. Now I looked at him. I was like, yeah. You know what? One of these weekends, you buy beer. I'll show up at your house. I'll crush a six pack and I'll do it. He looked at me and goes, for real? Now, me and you both know it's a 10-minute job. But in my head.
So you're making buy like a fucking $30 six pack to just.
Crush it. Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
For a. Done. All right. I'm going to have my wife drive me home because now I can't drive home.
It's so stupid. Oh,
but he asked, and you see that right there is opening up a channel to making a friend, to having another teammate.
Yes, it is true.
To making another me and you.
Yeah, it is true. Now, the only...
Like Joey will be here at drop of a hat. Right now, we call Joey. He's on his way.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. Eyes closed. I'm not even worried about that. But also, Joey is the same mentality.
Yeah.
Which, again, doesn't happen a lot.
But that's why he was one of our pickups.
But he's been like one of the close to best ones.
I think he's one of the best.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things.
Well, one of the best recents. I think Eddie's...
Another strong
contender.
Eddie doesn't even count anymore because he's been with me for like fucking
101 years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Poor Eddie.
But to go back.
Old whore.
He's gonna fucking respond to this back in the group chat. Watch. It just sucks when you get cool with people. And then you help them out here and there, whatever. We've all done it. Fucking silicone lips and fucking, your bulb went out? That's fine. Don't worry. I got you. I got one in my basement. Blah, blah, blah. Boom. Give him a bulb. You don't think about it. I just do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those things. And I don't think about it because it's the commonality of we're all in this fucking shit show together type thing. So we might as well help each other out to a certain degree. It just sucks when that slowly
gets taken advantage of.
That's the main highlight. That's the main highlight. Because, well, with your lovely situation,
can I say his name out loud?
No, absolutely fucking not, because I'm going to beep the fucking shit out of you right now on the fucking sound effects board that we have now. Nope. Don't do it. asshole. Anyway, my whole premise is that going back to your situation, it shouldn't be demanded. It shouldn't be demanded. Granted, let's say, for example, like I said, like I'm here sitting. This person comes at you at a different tone or a different way of saying it. Yeah, you will do it.
I held wide body his fucking car.
You know what I mean? You'll have fun doing it.
And he's devoted to that car.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But end of the day, you would do it a lot more openly and freely without, you know, one of those.
I would do it a little bit easier if he had a C4 banner.
Well, that's a different story just because.
But he'd rather be devoted.
I can't wait to throw sound effects on those little things later on.
What?
Listen, to get, you know, kind of used to a certain degree sucks. It is what it is.
That's what it feels like.
It happens a lot in the car game. At least from the stuff I've seen online. You've gotten the easy stuff compared to the shit that I've seen. The stories that I've seen online.
Give me one.
Point blank, people come up to a shop, gotten practically a full ride. They've gotten the name of the shop really big on the side of the car, the whole type of shit. They make it to SEMA. And when the car shows up to SEMA, the shop's name is no longer on the side of the car.
I'd be pissed.
Now, this is also...
Are you hearing
sounds? Yeah, yeah, no, no. The mics are on point right now because we can pick up the shit from, like, all the way on the road. But that's a bigger, much bigger business, friendship, everything thrown to shit pretty much because they're pretty much using you to get to a higher platform.
Which is shitty.
And it's shitty. So in the grand scheme of things, that's a dime in the bucket pretty much. When you think about it, it sucks nonetheless, and it's shitty. But like I said, I don't know. It's just, it sucks because some people has a lot to do with clout. You know, you get X number of likes, you start getting small, you know, bigger and bigger head about it, whether they'd realize it or not. I've seen it, not with this particular person, but with other people.
I don't know one person that's blowing up. Well, I know one person, but I'm not going to even mention it.
You know, I mean, it sucks because the way day and age is on the internet, the more clout they get,
the bigger their head gets.
The bigger their head gets, and it's like, no, you should definitely do this for my car because, boom, I have this.
You see, I've never understood that because, like, all right, hear me out. Everybody in my circle is going to elevate with me eventually.
I've always said the same thing in the retrospect of, you know, it's... Okay, for example, the Times Square ad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody and their mother was souped as fuck on how big that logo looked on that screen on Times Square. Hurt my wallet, but you know what? Fucking worth it, bro. Yeah, no, we can definitely hear that. So literally the walls and shit. But it's one of those things that, you know, it's worth it at the end of the day. Because you see the rise and like the coolness of it, and then just everybody else gets souped as fuck about it, so it makes it worth it type of thing. But again, that's using that as an example. Some of these guys don't think like that. The second they get clout, the second they get the likes, the second they get the views, it's pretty much all about me. And then they're the ones like, no, I should, what was it? I had one guy, perfect example. You just this reminded me of an individual that hit me up on the DMs. Wanted a price for headlights. All right, give him a price. Comes back at me and goes, I think you should give me a better price. No, hey, listen, can we work around there or do this? No, I think you should give me a better price. I'm like, really? How so? Then he goes, oh, because I think at the time he had like 256,000 fucking followers on IG or some shit. And I'm about to do this crazy shit, and I'm going to do this and this and this and this, and I'm going to be rocking your lights, and I'm going to do that and this and that. I go, okay, that's great. That's the price. And the best I'm doing is, you know, deposit up front and balance once it's done. So it's not like I'm making you pay me the full blown whatever the fuck you wanted. I don't remember at the time. So I'll take the total. You know how it is. I'll throw I'll cut in half. Deposit a little bit, and then the balance was done. Done and over with. That's it. Makes everybody easy. Because at the end of the day, I understand. It's not easy. You know, 800, 900, 1,000, whatever the fuck you want to do. But at the same time, these motherfuckers want, hey, can you put a microwave in my headlight?
What?
Like, you know what I mean? They're expecting all the bells and whistles. But all the bells and whistles are not fucking cheap. Because half the time, it's not even the labor about it. Because my labor is pretty much flat rate. Whether I open a headlight that's the size of a fucking bedroom or a headlight that's the size of a, like, 4x4. It's you know what I mean? It's one of those things. But some of these parts that these motherfuckers be asking sometimes is like, yeah, no. That's like an extra fucking $400 for that.
All right, so I have a question for you.
Go for it.
All right, let's say you build the headlights, mm-hmm. or you do the body work, or you do X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And you don't get credited for it when they decide to post it, when they decide to do X, Y, and Z with it. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel?
I guess it depends on what I really ended up doing, to be honest. I mean, if it was something small, from like minute that I kind of helped in or did, no, that shit don't bother me. I don't give a fuck.
Wide body paint job?
Oh, that's different.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's different.
When only C4 Lifestyle did it, nobody else helped. Fuck you. That grinds my gears so bad when I see shit like that.
Well, oh my God.
Why are you laughing? Do you you're have somebody
so,
in mind?
You're so stupid. Yes. Yes. I know exactly who you're talking
about. My fucking feelings get hurt, yo. I get sentimental. I'm like, yo, I love this person. Why are they leaving me out?
Oh my God. I think in that sense,
It'd be a conflict of interest.
No, it's not conflict of interest. You know what I think it is? Brought it together.
We're all in this.
Yeah, it's gay as it sounds, I swear to God. It's fucking homo as shit. But realistically, that is the answer. Yeah, I remember one thing. No matter what, always falls under the same thing. C4.
I thought it was separate between the entity and the team.
In the books, yes. When we're verbally talking about it.
So you would say I'm C4?
Yeah, I'm C4, Joey C4.
No. You're the face of C4.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear it was done by C4 Lifestyle, people are thinking Frank Castaneda.
No, because nobody knows that my face is C4 Lifestyle.
Bullshit.
No, unless you know me from like years back. And even then, they still don't. It's stupid. I don't fucking make it make sense because it's in the fucking name. So you would think, to be 100% honest, we can get into this a little bit.
We can.
It's stupid.
Why?
Because you would automatically think. Not to say, listen, my fucking face, poof, plastered. No. I'm not even, I don't care about that. But you would think, if you hear C4, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's two things, like you're thinking of the energy drink, or if you're in the
boxer,
or the famous boxer that you randomly message me every so often, or if we're in the car shows, you know, the team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I've had the instances that when I put, you know, team C4 for whatever we're getting judged or number of cars, blah, blah, blah. Or I've had like a specialty show, right? That it's not really team related.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, for example, like in the Javis Center, it was just blue, pretty much.
Okay.
Okay, so I put always C4 Lifestyle, Team C4.
Mm-hmm.
They never think they're the same thing or that they're related.
Exactly.
So, but this happens really once in a blue moon.
Yeah.
But realistically, done by C4? Who's always fucking together?
I don't know who.
Oh, you're a fucking idiot.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Always fucking together. So in retrospect, it's one of those things. Unless it's like full blown, like, you know, West Coast Customs. You get to that fucking level. Yeah, no, you want fucking
paint and wide body and all that extra body work is West Coast Customs, motherfucker.
No. But I'm talking about the follower count, the fucking everything count of like West Coast Customs.
It's just a love show. That's all, you know, I care about.
So, but aside from that, I don't think there's too much of like tag every single fucking person.
There was only two of them.
You know what the fuck I mean.
No, stupid. Now you're stupid. You made yourself look stupid. Now you get to wear the hat.
You know what I mean? It's just fucking stop attacking fucking so many people. Just put everything on the fucking C4. There's nothing wrong with it. That's my point. I don't care for it. Well, they tag you and they forgot me, or the vice versa.
When has that happened?
I'm just saying it wouldn't.
No, but I'm asking you the question.
I don't know when the fuck that has ever happened.
Never happened. Saying. You know why? Because I'll make sure they tag you.
You're so stupid.
I'm a good friend.
You feel better? You want me to give you a hug now?
No. I'm going to feel better when she calls me and she's like, you're being emotional. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I care. I care about you, just fucking
like
bitch.
Just like that. Being fucking emotional. But
you know what it is when you start to care about somebody, you expect for them to start to care about you.
Yeah, no, that's normal. That happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I know why, one, you decided to do this episode. Like, this was your idea for today's episode. And two, because I know in this, like I said, I know how you are. And I know end of the day, as annoyed as you've gotten with this kid, you still got love for the fucking kid.
It's crazy.
Okay.
But that's why I am. Even though if I'm mad at somebody, I can say, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. But if there's a situation, I'll jump in quick.
So again, it sucks that Yeah, no, it's.
But here's the other thing. Did you ever see any of his posts where he tags like Marcos's tires and he tags?
Honestly, me, no. Hold on. Have not. I really haven't.
Tags work wheels and the sparkle harnesses. And the
steering. I'm pretty sure that he's just trying to get a little bit of. You know.
Ask me if I've been tagged once.
Really? For nothing?
Nothing. And you know what? I refuse to touch anything ever again.
I mean, realistically, you have your point. I mean, like, again, it sucks of just the way it was presented to you, for lack of better words. Like I said, knowing how you are, they would have came at you differently. You'll be more than fine. But it's just, again, the demanding. Why the fuck you have to demand just because you're cool? Or they think they're cool, or whatever the fucking case may be. What's the fucking point of demand?
It's not like we're working on a GTR that's been at SEMA, you know? It's not like we're working on one of those.
Oh, God, here we go. Here we fucking go. But again, I know how you are, and I know exactly why you wanted to do this fucking episode, so I was like, all right, I'm going to let him scratch his fucking itch.
Also, guys, if you're asking somebody to help you with something, always have beers ready. Always have baked goods ready.
Or even at least the common courtesy of, like I said, if it's not beer, grab lunch or bring
something
food.
To show love.
Just something minuscule.
Amanda fed us like a motherfucker. She did.
No, 100%. 100%. Fucking you guys slept over in the whole nine yards.
Bro, I had a fucking belly like Santa Claus.
But you know what I mean? But also, you know, it's one of those things like, hey, listen, if you want an extra fucking 100, 200 bucks too on top of that, I don't care. Tell me.
You should never have to trade money with your
people. But realistically,
unless like they force it on you, I like to force money on people. I'm that guy.
No, I know you are. I know you are. But it's, you know, just the verbal of, it sounds nice. You're like, no, relax. No, we got this. You know, that type of shit.
There's love.
Exactly. There's love. But again, just the way it was just presented to you is I know was the
wrong way to do it.
The wrong way to do it. That's all. And it sucks. And I'm pretty sure other people have had this happen to them, you know, that have gotten their car semi-built or whatever the case may be, and they automatically, other people assume, and same fucking scenarios have sort of played out.
All right, so we went over what everybody's done wrong. How can they do things right?
I think realistically speaking, I mean, in a business standpoint, me personally.
Mm-hmm. What's the best way they can come at you?
Hey, listen. Love what you do, love the price, but is there a wiggle room? Just like, bro, that's so normal to say.
I'll suck you out.
And I can be like, sure. From the back, call it done. I'm kidding. Don't
be. Send me feet pics.
Don't fucking DM me that, guys.
Send him dick pics. Yes. He will do your lights for free.
I swear, guys, see one motherfucking dick pic in that shit. I swear to God, I'm gonna fucking. I'm making a poster. I'm going to put it all over your car. I swear to God I am. But anyway. No, just honestly.
I'm pretty sure tearing it off, I'm going to rip the paint off anyway. You'll be doing me a fucking favor.
Just honestly, being polite. Fucking Christ. It's so stupid and like, it shouldn't even be even asked or even like remotely to remind people. Just common courtesy. That's all it is.
Reference what work you've seen so you know they're serious about it.
You know what I mean? It's one of those things. They're like, hey, listen, are you open to sponsorships? I don't have this, this, and this, but I can do this and I can do that. If you show like...
Conversation
and energy.
Perfect example. I saw a Snuff's car and I saw you did X, Y, and Z. I'd like LMNOP. What's the price range? I know he paid X, Y, and Z. What can we do?
Yeah.
Verbalize. Yeah. It's not that hard to talk.
Same thing, I mean, with your close people or people that you think you're close with or whatever, bro, go at them easy. Don't be like, hey, vinyl, knee pads, let's go, boo. Like, what? No, what the fuck?
And blocked.
You know what I mean? Because yeah. I've had my fair share of that shit.
I can't stand that.
And little by little, what, you know, as the older you get, the more annoyed you get of it.
Oh, dude.
Which happens, and it's normal. I think everybody can semi-relate to this to a certain level or a certain degree. Whoever's listening, if you're good at doing something, you know, if you're a good mechanic, right, and you just opened up a shop, you're through your post out. Hey, listen, guys, finally have a shop come through. Guaranteed you're going to have at least two motherfuckers that want to get something done for free. And it's not like an oil change. Or like, hey, listen, I got an intake. Can you swap it off for
me? Install a turbo.
No, no, no. It's the motherfucker that comes with a turbo. Or it's the motherfucker that
motor
comes
swap.
With or a motor in the back. And then the second you're like, not sure, I really can't do this free, but, you know, I'll take care of you. But I really can't do it. Oh, I thought you were my boy. That's the fucking line. Like, no, fuck you, bro. Do me a favor. Go play freeze tag with a fucking NJ Transit bus. And let me know how that comes out. Like, what? That's the shit that aggravates the shit out of me. Well, yeah, we're listening. Like, for those that are, like, can hear the audio difference, we kind of upgraded our gear a little bit. So, yes, you're hearing everything and it's fucking mother right now. But anyway.
If the guy in the next office farts,
you're going to hear probably, it. Chances are we're going to hear it. But again, it's one of those things that, you know, like I said, I think everybody has done this or has been through this in some way, shape, or form. Like I said, down to the mechanic, just opened up the shop. You know, you got that one asshole that at the end of the day wants a fucking motor swap done for free. Nah, but I got you. I can throw your logo on my car.
Not for anything. That's me. That's so me.
That's so stupid. No, but you know what the difference is, though? Not that there's a difference, but I'm going to get to the mm-hmm, how it's mm-hmm, a little mm-hmm. bit different to a certain degree. You will be like, hey, listen, would you want to do my car? I have everything ready. You know, and give me a good price.
Yeah, because, you know.
That's the difference.
That's who I am.
But that's the difference. Again, I'm pretty sure, like I said, anybody that's here listening and has had to deal with it. Again, I mechanic is the first thing that always pops into mind because I know a ton that once they opened up a shop or once they found a small little location or anywhere that they can work, quote unquote, professionally.
Oh, there's a cousin who says, can you do my brakes?
You get that one asshole, exactly, that shows up with like the $3,000 job that he wants done for free. Or a pack of beers. And a pack of beers ain't going to cut it. You know what I mean?
Sometimes a pack of beers is worth it.
Not for a fucking motor swap.
No, not for a motor swap.
Fuck you.
Brake pads, yeah.
Something stupid. Something stupid. In the grand scheme of things, your bulb went out. I got you. Your headlights cracked. You have the new one?
You have wires hanging? Hold on, I got zip ties. Give me a second.
Exactly. You got a flat? I'll fix the fucking flat.
I'll be right there.
You know, something that
is manageable.
To you is manageable and is something small in the grand scheme of things of this car world. The outside view that doesn't understand this car world too much is humongous for them.
Well, yeah, that's the deal. What is nothing to some might be everything to others.
You know what I mean? So again, it's one of those things. Just Christ almighty, just go at people, you know, easy.
But you see, even the guy with the wiper, he was super nice to me. Oh, I love your fucking build. He sat there for about half an hour. Mm-hmm. Taking pictures of my dirty ass car missing a front bumper. And then edited the pictures like if it was show quality. I was like, oh my God, look at this guy.
But you know what? It's something that later on you are more at ease if he were to come up with like something that he might message you with or ask you later on to, do you think you know how to do it? Like, have you done this before? Like, but you'll be more inclined. Even if it's to just answer a question, mm-hmm. you'll be more inclined to do so.
Yes, get the cap and make sure you have the cap on there. Otherwise, Ian will fucking smoke you.
But again, it's one of those things. It just sucks because I can definitely see this has happened to other people in different ranges from like those that have finally opened up a shop or if you're really good at building like three-piece wheels
type shit. I am good at that. Well, hold on. Let's go back. Remember Jared had the, what are those work wheels?
Oh, God, that fucking, fuck. Yes, I remember. I already know where exactly you're going with this.
And CC.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we had a member attempt to help out another member on the team. And when everything came back, the prices weren't good enough.
And the prices were so good that one of our guys almost got fired for it.
Yeah.
How good the price was. But, you know. It just sucks because at the end of the day, it's one of those things that you don't really want to have it come down to that.
Like, yeah, you, no, it shouldn't have to.
Like, perfect example. I've gotten stuff powder coated and wheels fixed or whatever it is. I was like, hey, listen, what can we do? Yes, no, maybe so, whatever. If they can say, yes, listen, I got you or whatever it is, fine, cool. If you can't get it for now, get it for the next one. Okay, fine, for the next one.
This is killing me outside. I want to stick my head outside the...
Eh, whatever. It's cool. Oh,
we're coming. Hello?
All good. Don't worry about it.
Bye. Bye. No. Thank you. Hold on, because we've got cleaning guys in the studio. Gracias, pasame la noche.
That's the first time ever. I have to admit, like, I just got to stop and I just got to drink water because you had a meltdown right now.
Guys, again, you guys don't understand the studio that we have. It's maintained very well by the cleaning staff.
Sometimes too well, as you can clearly hear in the background.
Like, these motherfuckers will vacuum the hallways. Fuck. If you have a one piece of crumpled up paper in your garbage bin after use, when you come in, it'll be a brand new bag. God, it is so nice.
This is the funniest one I think we've shot so far. I swear to God, this is your meltdown, your face.
Quagmire? Was it Quagmire?
You just pulled a quagmire on this fucking poor guy.
I should have stood up. Get the fuck! I launched my phone at him. You stupid bastard.
But, you know, it kind of sucks because you do try to help out certain people and you do end up getting burned half the time. Mm. Perfect example is that whole rim situation. That whole was an entire shit show.
Here's where it gets better.
What?
I wasn't even talking about that situation.
What?
The same person.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I said his name already, but...
Yeah, I know.
God forgive me. It's like Beetlejuice. If I say it another two times, he'll show up.
Just shows up out of nowhere.
Yes. brought me a wheel with a smashed in lip and barrel. And he said, hey, is there any way we can get this out?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. The night of the wide body.
Okay.
And I was like, are you serious right now, dude? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right. How do you think this is going to work? I will murder your children.
Oh, my God. I'm going to burn your house down. Anyway, continue.
I'm like, how do you think this is working? Because, like, you know, a lip, if it's pressed in, there's no way for the, you know, actual circular face to come out. It doesn't work like that.
Okay.
And he says, oh, no, we'll just get your angle grinder and cut through the tire, and then we'll cut through the lip, and we'll stretch it out. I said, what are you using? Her teeth? And he looked at me, he's like, nah, bro, we can do it with our hands.
Yeah.
I said, oh, really? All right. I picked it up. I put it in his lap while he's sitting down. He's like, yo, bro. I'm like, start going. Do it with your fucking hands now while the tire's on it. It's easy. So long story short, I cut through the tire with an angle grinder. The whole fucking 13 inches wide.
Uh-huh.
I took the angle grinder to the lip and the barrel. And then undid all of the bolts. And literally with I'm trying to think of the word for the tool. I don't know the proper word for it.
Uh-huh.
It's a splitter vise.
Okay.
I went and got a splitter vise and went in there. And it pulled open enough where the face just fucking fell out.
Huh.
Ask me how long that took.
All day.
That was a 4-hour project for one wheel. Now, me and you know, we'd do that for each other in a heartbeat. No questions asked.
Kidding me? We're cutting your fucking bumper. We're here for a fucking whole weekend, pretty much.
On a fucking bumper.
On a back bumper. We were first getting the Z together. So it's one of those things that, again, I don't think about it.
Because me and you at a certain level.
It's one of those things. It's literally fucking second nature. Which
ready
is,
for this?
Again,
I love this kid so much. I had no problem doing that.
I get it. I know. I totally get it. I can see exactly where you're going.
Looking back at it in retrospect, I'm angry at myself because now I'm starting to feel like I was abused.
I get it. Like
and
I said,
I allowed it to happen. I didn't lay into him.
I get it. I get it 100%. I'm pretty, like I said, I'm more than sure everybody to a certain degree that listens has gone through this in their own circle, clique, crew, whatever the fucking case may be. And again, it just sucks. It just sucks. But again, and at the same time, it's not like you're going to stop.
Wrong.
No. Yeah, let me rephrase myself. With that main person, you probably will. I'm saying in general.
Oh.
Because that's just how
you are. I've come to this rule. If it takes more than an hour, I have to be a certain kind of person with them.
Which, again, makes total fucking sense.
But it's the 60-minute rule.
Yeah. No, again, it doesn't. It's not a bad rule to even have. Mentally to yourself, it's not a bad way to go about it. Because, like I said, again, I know how you are. They would have said, hey, listen, you got rap, got beers, hang out. You know, obviously, I'm going to fucking help you.
Perfect example. Dylan.
Okay.
Kermit.
Okay.
He had beer.
You know what? I even fucking forgot about that because your ass went all the way down to where he's at now.
To North Carolina. I love the piss out of that guy.
To help him. So, you know what I mean? It's in the grand scheme of things. Yeah, no, it's like I said.
Love is love.
Love is love. That's why I know for a fact. It would have been said differently. This would have been a different. Hell, we would have been thinking of another topic for today's episode.
100%. What are we at time-wise?
No, we're at 50 fucking minutes, bro. All
right, let's wrap this bitch up.
So, I don't know. No polls? Nah, no polls.
Guys, if you've got one? Oh, hold on.
Go for it.
Guys, if you've ever been in a situation like this, do you think 60-minute rule applies? Where if you're spending more than 60 minutes, make sure you have to absolutely love that person. We'll do anything for them. Anything under 60 minutes, yeah, they're an acquaintance. Sure, I'll help as long as there's beers.
Or something. Something.
Yeah, and pussy doesn't count.
Well,
whoa,
wow,
you floored you, huh?
Yeah, no, let you have that one all by yourself. Totally leaving you that one by yourself. Same way I left you with the wiper, so I'm just gonna leave you the same way with this one.
The wiper, this really nice. Now I know how Amanda feels.
Oh, you're so stupid.
Abandonment issues. Nah, love you, Amanda.
But yeah, no, it is curious because if. Like I said, you don't have to get in too much detail, but I am curious to see.
Also, now that we got this set up and it's crispy,
mm-hmm.
She's got to come and do an episode with us because that Philly bullshit was just like a...
No, but you know what? Maybe after New York because this year's... Actually, now that we're kind of like chatting about it a little bit. Philly show this year...
We're not doing it?
We're not going to do it for the simple case being that the media day is an absolute shit show.
Well, it's still tied into where all the people are there.
And it's just an open general day. And 100, to be 100% honest, I don't want to deal with it this year. I'll be 100% honest.
So can we do something that day that we're supposed to go? Can we all just like, I don't know, go watch a movie?
That's fine. Is there anything good coming out? Like, I don't fucking know.
I don't know. We'll figure it out, though. We should still do something.
But New York, though, New York is going to be, instead of a one-day, a two-day thing. Because New York, usually press days are both days.
Mm-hmm.
It's March 27th and 28th, if I'm not mistaken. So instead of just doing one day and kind of...
That might be a problem for me.
Missing what?
I might be in Florida.
Well, whatever. We'll figure it out. It's not an issue. But the case is that instead of doing Philly and then transferring over, because I am kind of curious and kind of have to rework how we do media days.
Wait, hold on. Let's not have this conversation on air.
What?
Because this is our personal bullshit that we do.
No. This is our... you talking about? We always talk about the fucking media days. Just, we're saying, in general, the media days. Let's say, for example, not example, proven fact. Dodge pulled out of the auto show.
No, it didn't.
Now, Dodge was one of the biggest, aside from, like, GM and Ford.
So you mean Hellcat and Force is not going to be there? I'm not fucking going.
The custom cars are going to be there.
Okay.
But my point is, like, the heavy hitters that usually would take up a lot of retail space in these events are pulling out because they see the online stuff better
in Philly.
And it makes sense. No, in general, with New York Philly, as well.
I don't want to go, too. I don't want to see the fucking, you know, whose pickup truck's going to be there or whatever.
Oh, my God, you're so stupid.
I don't want to see it. I don't.
You're so stupid. My point is this. I'm very curious to see Philly, how it's going to be from gallery-wise. I prefer to see it online to see who was there and who was not, who went, what didn't, company-wise. When it comes to, like, the custom car alley, chances are 90% is going to be the same stuff we saw already, which is fine, whatever. But I feel like it would be better time allocated to work for something that gives us actual fucking media days. Because every single time we've done Philly, it has been a complete fucking shit show because that one shot that we want to get We lose 20 minutes trying to get that fucking fat cow in front of the car off so we can fucking take a picture.
Hey, lady, your kid's standing over here. You want to take care of him? Yeah, I got that.
And it sucks, and it's annoying. That's why I was like, you know what? This year, I'm going to relax. We're going to work media day in New York. Instead of doing, you know, Philly one day, New York one day, we can do both days in New York, whether it's the 27th or the 28th or just the 28th, whatever the case may be. That's already whatever. But I feel like it's going to be better time to put into a fucking, like, hardcore, really awesome video as well. And really review both days because they change it up.
Okay.
They always change up the layouts both days and media day before they open up to the general public. Even then, when they open it to the general public, it's fucking changed again. But it's not here or there. So, yeah, that's where we're kind of aiming at. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. But to go back to this, yeah, curious to see if anybody else has had a close situation as to Mr. Snuff has had. And me. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. As always, my friends, keep it custom because life's way too short to stay stuck.
Love you, babe.